And on this campground, he cries to God in the place of prayer, that Lord, it's either you empower me or I die. He told us the place is not too far from this place. We are in that vicinity. And he said an earthquake was a sign from the Lord to him. And that person is Pastor Enoch Adeja Adeboye. Was desperate at a time like this. That Lord, it's either you empower me or I die. It's either you empower me or I die. It's either you empower me or I die. You have come to the place of grace. The location has a place in what you have come to do. This is the redemption camp. It was on this same ground that this man of God prayed and God visited him. Until last convention, when Apostle Joseph Suleiman told us that he was in the redemption camp for 80 days, crying to God in the place of prayer, on this same ground, that Lord, visit me. And there was a visitation. Excellent leadership convention. Pastor Sam Adeyemi said he was frustrated at the time in ministry and came to the redemption camp here and sat under a tree and was crying to God in the place of prayer. And God visited them. I have told how many times that Bishop David Oyedepo have come for personal time on this same campground. Lord, if you can visit Adeboye on this camp, if you can visit Apostle Johnson Suleiman on this same campground, Daddy, I have come for an encounter. Lord, I have come for an encounter. Lord, I have come for an encounter. The way you visited them, Lord, visit me, oh Lord. Lord, visit me. 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 Jakata bada 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I think somebody has come for an expansion. Somebody is saying, Lord, it can be more than this. Somebody is saying, Lord, it can be greater than this. For those of you that are coming for the first time, this is one of the auditoriums that the Redeemed Christian Church of God used in those days. After this one, another one was built. That one came to overflow again. And another one is built again, 3 by 3 kilometer auditorium. You are going to cry to God. I connect with the grace on this land. Upon this mountain, increase my capacity. Increase my capacity. Increase my capacity. Jakata bada 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 bada. Equatane shadara. Ekada da 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 da. Equada da 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 da. Equala da 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 da. Epada bada 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 bada. Eko tanash. Epete te 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 te. Eragada bada 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 bada. Erabada bada 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 bada. Eko sanate. Epata ta 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 ta. Equata de de dos. Equata de de dos. Equata de dos. Equata de dos. Ekala bada bada. Equakala bada bada. Ekada da 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 da. Equakala da da da. Ekada da 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 da. Eragada da 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 da. Increase my capacity. Cry to God on this mountain. I'm desperate for an encounter. A Kaladesh. A Pototototos. A Ragadabalabalabalabas. A Kadadadadadada. A Ragadabalabalabalabalabalab. A Kodododos. A Kadadadadadadas. A Kedododos. A Ragadabalabalabas. A Kedododos. Rebelebelebelebos. Rebelebelebelebos. A Kadadadadadadas. A Kadadadadadadas. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Lastly, you are going to pray. See, we have come to pursue, overtake, and recover her. Every lost character, every lost grant, every lost mantle, on this mountain, we have come to cry for restoration. Every lost presence, every lost joy of my salvation, Lord, upon this mountain, the man of God has told us that God said there will be rain, there will be rain, there will be rain, there will be rain. Cry lastly to God, the Lord, I will pursue on this mountain. I will overtake. I will recover all. Every lost mantle, every lost grand, every lost anointing. Jagadabalabalabos. Ragadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Can we sing this song together? It is raining all around me. I can't
feel it.
It is raining all around me, and I can see it. It's the lottery right on Jesus. Until we are wet, until we are soaked with a lot of rain. It is raining all around me. I can feel it. It's the lot of rain. And I don't shop at it. Right on Jesus, right on. Okay. Please, even while we're in the worship, if we've written our prayer points out, we can drop them in a basket in front of the altar. Until we are wet. Until we are soaked, until we are wet, until we are soaked, until I am wet, until I am soaked, until I am wet, until I am soaked with the latter rain. Before the throne is where we've come to offer praise and seek wisdom. You have done the will that separates. No more outside, now in your grace. Before the throne is where we've come, Holy Spirit, to offer praise and seek wisdom. You have done the will that separates. No more outside, now with your grace. So we bow as we enter the throne room, and we cast ourselves down on your feet. With our holy, thou art holy, there is no one like you. In your presence is where we must be.
Lift up those hands, Jesus, just blast it, just blast it, just blast it. Amen. Tonight we are pleased to have the son of Daddy Gio in the house. And before Pastor comes up, I'm happy that the revival is happening in his eyes, under his nose, under his leadership. Why? Because this church that God is using to start this move is a church he planted. If you are celebrating God, celebrating God. And I told somebody that we will tell Pastor Leke to tell Daddy Gio that I should calm down. That is not a failure. Sons are rising. And the sons that are rising are not just for this denomination, they are across the body. You agree with me? Can you say one prayer point tonight? Say, Father, tonight, show me the mystery that I will engage to become a master in life. Can you talk to God? Show me the mystery that I will engage to become a master in life. Show me the mystery that I will engage to become a master in life. Show me the mystery. Camp commandant, tell those guys to run here. Everybody in the hostel should leave the hostel now. The house captain, house mistress, please go to your hostels. Ask them to run here now. Mysteries, show me the mystery. In Jesus' name we have prayed. The theme of this session is the secret of the fathers. Why the fathers last and the young ones fade? Pastor Leke is close to Daddy, can tell us a lot of things. He's my own father in the Lord. He's my own mentor. He's my own leader. He made me a pastor. And I'm feeding under the grace of God upon his life. So I trust God that
We will have a nice time and a great time tonight. Can we celebrate Jesus and have our seat? Celebrate Jesus. Amen. I want to crave pastor's indulgence to just give us 2 minutes. We want to show you something. Just give us 2 minutes. Let me bring a chair for pastor. I want to show you something. So that pastor can have an idea of why we chose this topic. Can you stop that? Don't put me in spirit. Everybody have your seat. Everybody have your seat. By the grace of God, during the first session of tonight, we had 750 persons join us on radio live. 750 persons join on radio, and we have almost 1,000 persons here. But pastor, see the beauty of this. If you are not from RCCG, raise up your hand. Stand up. So, pastor, I want you to understand what God is doing. Remain standing. If you are not from Redeem, remain standing. What church do you attend, ma? Four Square. Okay. Eh? Living Faith Church. That's Winners. Okay. Gospel Church of Christ. Sit down, just sit down. Four Square. If you are from Four Square, sit down. If you are from Living Faith, sit down. You have taken that. Latter Glory of Christ, sit down. Chapel of Mercy Ministry. Government, Gospel Faith Mission. If you are on government, sit down also. CAC. Every CAC, sit down. Eh? God's Love Tabernacle. Sit down, thank you. Eh? Anglican. Okay. MFM. All MFM, sit down. Okay. Celestia. Are you seeing something? CSC. I'll mention CSC. All CSC, sit down. Omega Fire Ministries. Every Omega Fire Ministries, sit down. Thank you. The Apostolic Church. All the Apostolic Church, sit down. Methodist Church. Eh? Kerubu and Seraphim. Are you seeing the revival I'm talking about? Pentecostal Church. Sir? Dominion City. Pastor David Golo's Church. Abundance of Grace Church. Grace. Desta. Glory Tabernacle. Baptist. Higher Glory, Higher Ground, Harvesters, Seventh Day Adventist. Eh? Hear this one, Catholic. Eh? Potter's Transformation. Potter, okay. Are you seeing the revival God is talking about? Evangelical Christ Apostolic Church. Where are you from? New Testament Life Ministry. Eh? Christ Nation. Assemblies of God Church. Where are you from, sir? Eh? Elevation Church. Trem. Eh? Dynamis. Where are you from, sir? Agape. Are you seeing the revival I'm talking about? Okay. Pastor, do you know why we want to hear what we want to hear? Daddy Gio is not a father to redeem, he's a father to redeem. And God is raising giants from the body. Okay, if you are not from Lagos, stand up. If you came from Ondo State, shout hallelujah. Sit down. If you came from Osun State, shout hallelujah. Sit down. If you came from the north, where? Jos, Kebbi, Abuja, any other north again? Eh? Ilori, any other place? Any other north again? Okay, sit down. If you came from the east, shout hallelujah. Where? Delta, Anambra, eh? Edo State, Abia State, Akwa Ibom. Okay. If you came from Ekiti State, hallelujah. And, okay, thank you. If you came from Oyo State, hallelujah. Sit down. If you came from where is again? The Middle Belt. South, okay, south. Port Harcourt. Where do you come from? Ogun State. Egbemilehiwa. Where, sir? Eh? Republic of Benin. Are you seeing this place? Somebody is coming from Kenya. Are you seeing, sir? In the life of PSF and Living Seed Church, we didn't see, when we started, sir, we didn't see that God is making us a movement, not a church. We thought God was giving us a church, but God is saying no, He's giving us a movement. And that's why I've resorted into this. Can you celebrate my mentor? My father in the Lord? With a standing ovation and a clapping ovation, let me celebrate Pastor Leke Adeboye.
Please let us appreciate God Himself. Let us appreciate God Himself. He's the one that needs the loudest shout. Let us appreciate Him. What was that song you were singing before we came? Because now we have to be universal with our worship and our praises. We can't just stick to a Yoruba song. What song were you singing?
Before the throne.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Before the throne is where we've come to offer praise and sing with that you have taught the veil that separates no more outside. Now in your grace.
Father, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, this evening as we come in your presence, we ask Almighty God that you please dwell with us. We ask Almighty God that you please speak with us, that you please speak through us. We ask Almighty God that let your Holy Spirit be the one doing the teaching. No matter the words, open our hearts so that we can receive that which you want us to receive. Individually, in the mighty name of Jesus, we have come this far, we have come too far to go back the same way, Almighty God, to go back not having met the heart's desires and what you have even planned for us. Father, please share with us, Even I that will be doing the sharing, Father, please let me learn in the middle of it all. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you for the opportunity to even gather in the first place. Thank you that we are able to walk here and then no one is carrying us in here. Thank you that we are not involved in any accident. There is no emergency. There is no problem or issue with any of us, Almighty God. That we are able to make up our own minds and be here. We give you all the glory and honor, Almighty God. In Jesus' precious name we've prayed. Amen. Come on, appreciate God one more time. Appreciate God for creating you. Appreciate your neighbor. Give them a smile, a high five. Tell them that I'm looking better than you all the way into 2018. Tell them I'm smelling even better than you. My anointing is shining brighter than yours. So, I have 30 minutes. That's what my own timer here says. I don't know where to start or how to start. I'm overwhelmed by this to start with, to be honest with you. I am completely overwhelmed by this. It's something for me. I don't know, maybe, you see, I have a belief that when God creates individuals, it does something where everyone, we are all many, we are plenty, we are all the same, but it does a twist in each person that makes that individual unique to him. And every single time we are doing something, this is what I have in mind, where it's the children of God that is gathered. There is no division, there is no separation in any way, shape, or form. One of the best events I've ever been to this year is that crusade for Rayard Bonke. And you had a choir that does not have any logo. It was just one unified body of Christ. And this is what I am seeing here again. It is just one unified movement, young youths and adults that are pushing for the same purpose. I've been charged to give us the secrets of the Father, so I'll just hit it straight. So I'll throw in between. I was hoping to be able to do questions, but as the Spirit leads us. So, Ecclesiastes 1 verse 9. Ecclesiastes 1 verse 9. The Bible says here, it says, the thing that has that had been, King James Version, forgive me, it is that which shall be, and that which is done, is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. The different versions of that same Bible passage written in different translations, but it all comes down to the same bottom line. And it's very, very simple. The reason why we're here is so that we can get empowerment and new fire and new anointing. But one thing I'll just say to you right now is that God has already created the anointing. He's not going to go and recreate any new anointing for you. It's already here. It's already done. What you get is determined by you. Now, God obviously is a generational God, as you people know. He declared it himself, first in Exodus, I believe, 3 verse 6, says, I am God of Abraham, of Jacob, and, sorry, I skipped one, of Isaac, Jacob, of Adejari, of Oluwagbemileke. That's my name, by the way. And it means that God is into the business of moving from one generation to another. He likes continuity. It can come with ferociousness, or it can be slow in certain generations. In some cases, if a generation is slacking, it will skip them and jump to the next one. The evidence of that is everywhere. But one of the things that I realize is this. What you get from God is determined by who your father is. Now, it might be your spiritual father, if you pray well and you have one. It might be your physical father. But God is obviously a spiritual being, so it would be better that it is a spiritual father. In my own case, I'm put in peculiarities my whole life. My father happens to be my spiritual father, which can sometimes put you into trouble, because you have to, and I will tell you about that later on, you have to learn timing. You have to understand, am I dealing with Pastor E. Adeboye or I'm dealing with Daddy? So that you will know how you relate at each time. You never get too comfortable, too over familiar to understand that this man is carrying fire. Even your jokes always has to be with some level of humility. If a man just came out of dry fast for how many days, and then you see him as your spiritual father, you can't make anyhow joke, even though you know he's your father. You will still walk with that. And then something happened when I was little, and I don't know, maybe most of us skip it nowadays. There's this man that always came to where the church, the mission headquarters was in Ebutemeta. He's still there. And I'm happy that we have different people here from different missions. So it's just fantastic. Everyone else will come into the hall and just walk into church. I mean, it's church now. But this man sees the church as God. This is your home place, a symbolic place that we come to honor you. So he starts to greet God from the entrance of the gate. That God, and he says this in Yoruba dialect, God, as I'm coming to your place today, please, oh, I honor you, I bow, this is your house. So I greet from the post, from the security gate as I touch it. I greet as I get to the step of the entrance into the main sanctuary. I greet as I step into the sanctuary. And he keeps doing that. Automatically, God looks at that person with a different view entirely. A man took a rug out of this camp. He has Redeemed logo on it. When he got to his own place back in America, he dry cleaned it, laid it down, and says, anybody that has any problem, bring that problem here, bring the issue here, put it on this rug. And miracles and testimonies started happening because of how they referenced and honor the connection that they see with that same rug. And here we are, all different, all of us, even our church logos. Some will stick it on bag, we stick it on anything, towel, anything, on the car. We are even using it to cover dents on the car. I'm not lying now. School bag, laptop case, we even use it to check if a pen is writing. Okay. One of the questions you need to ask yourself, who is my father? You can even grab the person next to you and ask them, who is your spiritual father? Do you even have one? Or you need one? You need to receive one. And I want you to also think about your current spiritual father. Is there something that they don't have that you need to pray into them so that you can get it? Because whatever they don't have, they can't give you. And that's where the duty of a son comes. See, my issue, like I said, is very peculiar. My father has horses on this camp and dogs. He doesn't have time. Which time have you seen him ride the horse or walk around with dogs? But I took it upon myself, because this is something he loves, to ensure that those things are taken care of. They just brought me a vet bill for $100,000. I need all the ushers to please sit. Sit. Yeah? All the ushers, please sit. The presence of God is here and is here heavy. And we're all here learning. So please sit. Yeah? Now, I've taken it personally upon myself to ensure that whatever is, whether he's aware of it or not, is taken care of. Because it belongs to him. Many sacrifices that you would do if you truly, truly are a child of your father, spiritual father, physical father, whoever your spiritual parents are, doesn't have to be male. So that my sisters are not trapped, it doesn't have to be male. Okay, because time is running, we'll just continue. There is a lot to share, but we'll just continue. Now let me show you something. John 14:22 says, if you want the background of it, you can read it from verse 1. I mean, it's Jesus speaking to his disciples, and it's just downloading, and it's giving them lessons. It's like they're hanging out, chill out sessions, and they're talking, and Jesus is just replying and responding as it goes along. A lot of deep truths and lessons is going. But in verse 22, the Bible says, Judas said unto him, and I checked about almost 30 different versions. Bible says, Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou willest manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Every single version I checked put a comma or a bracket, not Iscariot, to let you know that your surname, you might have a common name with everybody else, but your surname will be different. Whoever your father is will determine the access you will get and who would reply you. The Bible had to make it completely clear that even if you had the same name with the other Judas, because everybody assumes there's only one Judas, that doesn't mean that a situation will be like the other Judas. So even if your situation or the environment you're in is looking like other people, you can choose to be the one that starts the fire. We live in this world. The distraction level is unbelievable. I was called on duty today. I work as a personal assistant. I was called on duty this morning. And I'll tell you about that one later on. But I was called on duty, so I forgot my phone. I got out the time we were given. I lined up everybody, everyone else on the team. Time was 9 a.m. depart. So by 10:02, I was walking over that, I'm still on time. I got there and I was told that they had gone. So I ran back, getting my key. I left my phone. And it's quite interesting that I did not have my phone till about 3:30 or so. And I've never been so liberated in my life as in to actually be somewhere and I'm not starting to check whose status is up, what did they say, or what is going on. I'm actually saying, God, what's going on with you today? What's happening in heaven? How are we doing? Have I been behaving well lately with you? Is everything okay? As in, before I would have been panicking that my phone, as long as I am fine with the assignment you have given me, which is to walk with this man of God and take care of him as possible, and he's in front of me, I can see him, I know we are fine, there's no other issue, let that phone be wherever it is. I didn't even want to look for it, God forgive me. because it was almost sad that I have to go back and find that phone. There was zero distraction. You are getting instant messages, direct directions, clarity, even on things, rewinding the whole year. What have I done? What have I not done? How should I have done this or not? There is nothing distracting you. To me, it's a big deal. On an average, normally, I have about 4 phones. And one, I used one phone to the point that when we sent it back to the dealers, they had to send me a new one, free of charge. That nobody has used our phone to this point, that the phone just died. As in, it died. I'm being serious. Samsung has sent me a phone free, new one back. Please take. At least you used it. Unlike all these other people that think they are using the phone, I use the phone. I have multiple chargers. I have a charger beside my bed. I have one beside the toilet seat in the toilet. Now I'm being serious. I use Samsung, not because of fashion. Most people think it. It's so that if I get a phone call, I can answer in the shower. Yes, daddy. Mutin Bosa. Because it's waterproof. So not having a phone for the whole day, I've never seen that kind of peace of mind. I mean, today I was sad that I have to pick the phone back up. But thank God for communication and thank God for phone. Because with that communication, and this is key for whoever is doing anything, not just marriage, because they always say it's in marriage. Without communication, nothing would happen. The Holy Spirit would have continued to over the dark and the deep, as it says in Genesis 1, until God Almighty said, "Let there be light." It would have just continued roaming. Communication is what starts anything. Conversation is the beginning of everything. So, moving on swiftly. The secret of the Father is embedded in what drives him. The secret of the fathers and mothers, for the sake of my sisters, is embedded in what drives them. You see, we in this generation, we don't have a need for a drive sometimes because someone else has already paid a price for what it is that we are trying to get. One of my own greatest fear now that I have my own children, without noticing it, is that how can I push them to be successful in life, both spiritually and physically? From a young age, I mean, we are praying for advancement in life and everything. They already have a driver. The children of those who are successful, and even our fathers that are ahead, there was something else driving them, violently, ferociously driving them, that made them want to be successful at all costs. I'll continue so I don't slow it down. Wow, time is really flying. It's unbelievable. Okay. Everyone is looking for someone to do it for them. That's why you would find people paying for in Lagos that will pay for one Wuli to come to Redemption Camp and come and pray for them on an altar. Can't you do the same journey from Lagos yourself and come and pray? Or why not bring God into your own house and create an altar so that his presence is permanently there? I have a space in my house. When I was given the opportunity to design my own house, I made sure that the middle of it is hollow. There is no upstairs over that middle. It's just straight from ground to hub. And I call it God's space. There's a chair there. Nobody's allowed to sit on it. This is your own. You are the center of this house, of this family. They might claim I'm the head of the family, but if my head is correct, I would obviously make sure and let you know that you are the head of that family. So this is your space. You stay here. Obviously, you are everywhere. But this is your space. And then when I'm not there and I get a phone call, your wife is about to give birth, where do I go to? God's space. Baba is happening though. I'm lying down here. Remember I told you about a carpet? There's this program we do called Marathon Praise, Messiah Marathon Praise, this thing, non-stop. We'll do another one next year. Started off with 70 hours. Now we'll be clocking 76 hours next.
there was a carpet that they used in one of the Messiah prays, and they laid the carpet in front. Then we couldn't afford fantastic stage or magic stage altar. We just put carpets. So everyone that is singing, backup is there. The one leading the praise will come and stand on top of that carpet. So when they finished, and everyone was happy, ah, we've made so many hours, fantastic, we've broken Guinness Book of Record. To me, when they are praising God, what I see is different. When I watch movies, I don't just watch movies. I'm always asking Holy Spirit, please open my eyes, let me see something else. That carpet that everybody is standing on, immediately they are praising God, I see it as a portal from where it just opens straight access from heaven to earth. Direct bridge. Like if you have seen this movie, Thor, and then they create a portal straight without interference. Anything anybody sees or asks from that spot in that same hall where they are doing the praise, automatic direct answer. There is nobody is coming in between, no one, no angel, nothing. It's already guarded. I took the carpet and I went to lay it in my God space. That's my own connect. All the ministers that have come, 70 something hours plus, they've come to sing here. It's a portal. So anytime I just slide into it. Is a praise center, and once you are praising God and remembers that, oh, this is the link that connects you back, I make my request from there with the same MCCG logo, clean carpet on one side. So we are rolling between the two, all of it must work. Our Holy Spirit said, I should tell you, every single house that the Jew has, he has a prayer space, a God space, every single house. Every single house that he has ever built himself or is building, he has a God space. So you want to know the secrets. There's a room that nobody else comes in. You don't bring food into it. You don't wear shoes into it, except the person doesn't know or their guest. You are permitted to slap anybody that walks in there with their shoe, because that's your own mini holies of holies. It has to be clean. It has to be protected at all cost. Because you are using it as a symbol for God, as an invite for God, that this is a space for you. So, create one. It doesn't have to be big, but there has to be a space. I mean, there's also that woman, that movie gives us a small hint. War Room. See? Don't just watch. Ask the Holy Spirit to let you learn from it. So, the fathers had the price to pay. Some of the prices have been ridiculously heavy. I always ask myself a question. Where was David Oyedepo at age 16? What was Ayo Orisajafo doing at 17? Where is Bishop Mike? All the apostles. I even googled the full name of Apostle Suleiman, and I'll come to that one later on, but just in case I skip it because I didn't write his name down. Suleiman is was one of the names of the Ottoman emperors, and is funny enough, is translated as Apostle of Peace. And then somewhere else, I understood that in order to achieve peace, you have to prepare for war. So if you see Apostle Suleiman being ferocious in everything he does, like a warrior, is actually doing what his name says. In order to have peace, you have to fight wars. So, and that translates to Solomon in another language. Moving on swiftly. What was Tudor Bismarck doing when he was 19? What are you doing now that you are still young? What price are you already paying? What price should you be paying? I'm begging you, do not rush. You see, you have to learn to grow up. Don't just go up. It is a process. It is a step. Elisha did not try to perform any miracle until his time came. And Elisha was like, Elijah was like, okay, over to you. Learn. Even though I'm sure he could have. But learn. In your own time now, learn. Pick everything good that you can see. Release the bad. Examine your own self. Understand your own weaknesses. And build on your strength. Because trust me, that weakness is what they will walk on once the enemy wants to find you. And for us, in this generation, we like popularity one way or the other. I had to catch myself. You know, when you go somewhere and then, you know, they give you the mic and people, or they call your name and people scream, ah! And you two, you're like, ah, I'm a superstar. What's Davido doing that Rito I can't do? Are they not screaming? They scream his name, they scream my own name. Same thing. And then, you know, you are going somewhere and people are clearing the road for you. No. And then you start enjoying it. Watch that. If you get angry because they don't call you the right title or they don't allow you to sit in the right place, or you are in uni somewhere, they are calling you Papa. And you are not even 40. Be careful. Let me beg you. Be careful. You see, title sometimes has a way of getting people into trouble. Dodge it. Even as much as possible, dodge it. It was Jesus Christ from beginning to end. The same yesterday, today, and forever. They didn't change it from when he was a baby. He was still the same Jesus till when he hit the cross, when he came back and everything. They didn't give him reverend. He didn't take apostle. He didn't take anything. In as much as possible, for this generation, please remain your own name. Because the Bible says, and he said, I'll make your name great. He didn't say, I'll make your title great. You were right, and you said I should ignore the time because I have 3 minutes, 30 seconds left. Oh, okay. So, drive. I look at our fathers and about 2 years ago, I was opportune to be in a place. I'm always asking God, why do you put me here? Why am I here? There was crisis in just, so the leadership of Christianity in Nigeria, as we know it, we're going to go and show solidarity and also to plead with the government to help and ensure that our Christian brethren were safe and being taken care of. Now, I ended up in an aircraft. The only PA that was allowed, because all everybody came with their PAs. But then, I don't know if by God's choosing, I can't put it anywhere else. They're like, only one PA will go. And they all go, we'll take Leke. So I was feeling bad for the other PAs, but then I was also happy. Not knowing that if I have Papa Mobude, Mommy Ezekiel, Mercy Ezekiel, Pastor Adeboye, Reverend Ayosha Jafo, Bishop Mike, everyone on the same plane. I'm carrying all the Bibles and everything. That one skipped my mind. It was after I saw that, you know, once it hit me, I was like, oh, okay. So we entered. Now I'm doing PA for everybody at the same time. And then we get into the aircraft, and then we are sitting here, and these men of God are obviously talking, and I have to lock my ears. I don't know how to explain that one, I understood something. When they were young, they had a target. They were chasing that target. When God made it possible for them, they didn't stop. They continued. And then I had to put that into my life. So, there was a day starting this job as a personal assistant. Daddy Gio left. And he left me on camp. So I ran back and I entered my car and I started chasing. Now the way it works is this. He doesn't believe in excuses. If you give an excuse, you've already failed. That's his own principle. So I start chasing. Looking for the convoy. That is my target. I'll see one funny light. I'll be like, oh, that's the target. I'll get close to it, realize that that's the wrong convoy. Increase. Next one. Oh, another funny light. Another convoy. No, not that one. I was going so fast that by the time I met the convoy, the right convoy, because I was on the outside lane, there was a vehicle in between us, it was too dangerous for me to stop. So I had to continue. Eventually turning the target to become me becoming their own target. I got to destination and I was waiting for them. And the conversation in the lift going up was, instead of Leke, why were you late? It now turned to, how come our own people were not moving as fast as you? That we now got here almost late. And then it occurred to me that that's what they're doing. They had a target. The target for RCCG initially by the founder was to just start a church. It would grow in Nigeria. And then we ended there. But then someone else came and went, God, what vision do you want for us? We should be everywhere? Okay, we'll do that in Nigeria. But do you mean everywhere, everywhere? Because the grandfather said, you will meet this church on earth. He didn't say you meet this church in Nigeria. So we need to be everywhere. Now, progression. Our first ever auditorium was at the main entrance of camp, which most people don't even use as the main entrance anymore. It's so small. Probably the length of this place we are in right now, stopping just as at the end where the plastic chairs are. First auditorium. And then we've moved since then. If you ever get a chance, the actual next one has been demolished. You walked past it, but you didn't notice. Completely demolished now. It's just open air. Then we are in this one. Then he extended. And then now this is children. Then that huge, massive one. And then now we've moved again. So you see how they are constantly in communication with God, going, what am I supposed to do next? So what's our target for this year? How do we hit it? Now that we've hit the target, what is the next one? We have to keep pushing. Because the truth is, the enemy is not stopping at one target. The enemy too is ensuring that they too, they keep pushing. Constantly there's a battle. So, they look for a target, they find a target, they aim for the target, they get the target, they go past the target, they keep going until the target makes them their own target. They look for a target, they find the target, they aim for the target, they get the target, they go past the target, they keep going until the target makes them their own target. There was a time I was sent on an assignment to a Bejuleki, one strange part of Lagos that I didn't even know existed. So I went the normal way. Excuse me. I went the normal way, which is obviously Victoria Island, Lekki, and I thought it was closed. But you keep going. Another world entirely. Just keep going. And then you come off the road, and then you keep going. So I'm beginning to think by this time I'm close to Cameroon. I mean, and then we finished the meeting, and one of the people there said, "You are going back to camp." I said, "Yes." I said, "Don't go back this other way. There's a route closer. You can go through the back, Ijebu Ode." Or I said, "Okay." But he said, "I will lead you halfway. But once you get to one part of the road, sir, you have to keep moving." And I said, "Why?" He said, "The sun will go down roughly by 6:35. You need to get to Shagam Interchange before that time." And we were leaving Ibeju, Lekki, around 5:30. So he said, we'll be moving, sir." I said, "Oh, I'm used to moving." "Okay." And I pay my tithe. So, you have to walk, and I make sure the cars I use is very well maintained, and I don't play with that. I'm just letting you know. You know, people will not tell you complete stories. Service the vehicle, check the brakes, everything. I don't play with that part. And I pay my tithe. So I have to be covered either way. I'm just saying. Because the speed in which I'm going. So I'm averaging, obviously listening to worship music, speaking in tongues. I'm averaging at the beginning 145, one. I explained everything first. At the beginning, 145, 150, then I hit 160. So as I'm going, I'm making good time. I can see the sun. If you ever follow my social media pages, you probably have seen one of the pictures I posted it up once. I see that same sun, and as it's dropping. So I'm going. Then I hit one other guy. He was doing 140. So I said, "Okay, I can calm down now. I'm not the only one. We can be going together. You'll be watching. I'll be watching for him from the side. You'll be watching the other side. When we see the portal, we all come together in one place. You know how Nigeria, when you are doing synchronized driving. So, we are going like that. And we are fine and everything. And if we meet one vehicle and I have installed one small siren, I'll make noise. Now we'll move. It will hail me for clearing the road. We'll continue." Then the Holy Spirit came and just hit me. And said that, "Lekki, I've not been protecting you since all that time for you to now come and now settle for another person's space." We have a target. You need to be somewhere. So please greet the man, say thank you for this thing, and continue on your 160. He's staying at 145. You don't know what his own target and aim is. He might be turning off soon. So I said, "Thank you, sir." And I just pulled out, horned him, waved, one more siren, and I just continued at my 160. Then I understood that because of the assignment I'm doing for my spiritual father and my father, and the fact that the Holy Spirit is backing me, and I didn't send myself there. So when they release you and they say, "God go with you," see, that statement is like they are giving you the staff of office. So I'm pushing, and I got to the interchange exactly at that 6:35 as the sun was dropping, and I joined. I mean, by the time you join the interchange, the road is clean, it's smooth. You're almost seeing Redeem signboard logo. I even called the man. "Okay, I'm by interchange." He was He said, "God was moving with you." I didn't want to say anything else. I mean, so that he won't feel bad, like who is moving with him, going back the other way. The secrets of the Father can only be known by the sons and daughters that move very close to the Father. But secrets are meant to be guarded. The information you know is meant to be protected. One of the reasons why God would only share certain things with certain people is because He knows that they won't just go and open their mouth anyhow. So please, some of your gifts is being held back because of your own current character flaws. Fix that before you leave here. Ask God to show it to you. Many things He would like to reveal to you in order to move you up in the ministry, in life, generally. But maybe because He knows, once He starts talking to you, and you might talk to other people unnecessarily, or you turn it to a thing of pride, or you'll be using it to go and oppress other people, He just keeps it back. And in some cases, you might have noticed this. He might have just thrown you a little one before, so that you can know. You might know who will win the next election. You might know when dollar is going up or down. You might know that person that is not doing very well, or behaving well, or stealing in church. But because He has given you the hint before, you now went to call some people and start going, I knew it. Once you get information, ask, Father, what am I meant to do with this? How am I supposed to do it? And in which way? Because the giver of the information obviously might just be giving you part of it, not all of it. So I was telling you earlier on, their name, the name they've been given or the name they've changed to with the leading of the Holy Spirit has a lot to do with the success of the fathers and the mothers. Look at the name, David Oyedepo. Sorry, in case I don't mention anyone from your ends, please forgive me. Joe or Joel, short for what? Joseph? What happened to Joseph generally? Information, visit by angels, ability to move, knowing when to move, how to move, to avoid danger, to sorting God's people out. Reverend Jolaya is in the north. Amount of times that his name has worked for him is unbelievable. Name. John, Agi, Ayo. I don't know if it's Ayoluwa or Ayonide or Isha Jafo. I'll give you my name for an example. Oluwa Gbemileke, Oluwa Tobiloba, Oluwa Segun Funmi, Victor. With such names, sooner or later, I won't need my son's name. My son's name will start needing me. What is Oluwa Gbemileke? Direct translation means God has lifted me high above. It now puts a pause. If you're a mathematician, which my father happens to be, you understand that there's something called the power of N, which means whatever you want to raise it over. So whatever the challenges or issues of life that the enemy might want to throw my way, the name just goes along with me. God has lifted me high above. Bring it on. And then if we hit one, Oluwa Segun Funmi, victory on standby. And then this one worked both ways. Oluwa Tobiloba, which means my God is bigger than anything. But then, you know, the individual as well now becomes slightly bigger as well in the process. You see? Name. There's a power in the name. Now, the interesting thing in life is that we all have roles. We all have our assignments. Even as we are firing and asking God to take us to this new level, to give us this ability to start this revival, everybody has their own assignment. Simple example. We just finished Let's Go Fishing. It's a program we do where we go around the nation fishing for souls. I just call it Let's Go Fishing. And in the vehicle, we have Pastor Ademiju, he drives. We have Leke, me, Pastor Diolu, the firstborn in our family. We have Babalawa, we call him, he's a retired, I believe I was an assistant general officer before he retired. And then, of course, Daddy Gio. Interesting thing is, every single person in that vehicle has an assignment. Pastor Ademiju's job, even though everybody thinks he's a driver, is beyond that. There's only one man that I know, that I've known for over 32 years plus, that doesn't use an alarm. Because his walk with the Holy Spirit is so pure that the Holy Spirit wakes him up exactly on time and tells him when to sleep. So what's wrong with your walk with the Holy Spirit? Now, wait, there's more. We went to, where did we start from? We went to Ibadan, Ifo, your town, Ilorin, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Ogbomoso, Modakeke, Ife, okay, Igbo. So we're doing all sorts of places. Now, we did all these places, but even before we left, because of his own work with the Holy Spirit, he already knew that there would be fuel scarcity way beforehand. So he had storage. I tell you, we all have our own roles. You have to be perfect without blemish in your own role. So like I said, there's nothing new underneath the sun. The anointing is already there. How you use your own. And he ensured that the vehicle was fine. We didn't break down once. We didn't have a tire puncture anywhere. Overeating, no. AC was working. If we needed to listen to music, everything was fine. His own assignment is to make sure that the vessel God will use to stand on any altar gets there on time without any issue and still makes it back home. That's assignment one, Pastor Ademiju. Now, we have Babalawa, elderly man over 70. He's like an archive. Any question from the past that you need, any advice, any suggestion, things that happened before you knew you were even going to join the mission, is just giving you. So while Baba is talking one of these days, and you know, we are driving on the rough road, I'm walking past him. Now, because the Bible is complete in its own way. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things. As in, whatever everyone else is fighting for will be added to you without you thinking. So Baba's phone ring, and I go, Daddy, phone ring, sir. And he pulls it out. I'm like, Daddy, that's iPhone X. That's $1,500. He goes, yeah, we bless God. He just answered it. So what everyone else is fighting for. So he said someone just gave it to him. Like, no, I don't know. Baba doesn't even know. I don't even know if he knows how to do face recognition or whatever. I just make a phone call. And then there's Pastor Diolu. He would tear anyone apart if they touch his father. And for several reasons, one of the agreements with God is this: success and secrets of the father of old, and I'm giving you for free. Is that if the Jew should ever get angry and upset one day and says he's leaving the mission, God told him, I will kill your first son. So when he heard that one, wisdom tells him to ensure that whatever would make this man upset, your own role is to be there and make sure it doesn't happen. And Holy Spirit just linked something with my mind. Do you see how that works? How will his family not follow in the same line of vision that the father has? if his own life depends literally on the success of this man. It's connecting back and front. So you are doing firstborn sacrifice or offering and all that one. He's already inside the same destiny aligned with you. You don't have any issues or any worries. So moving on swiftly. And then there's tiny little me. I just move information. I'm like a bridge. So before we get there, I'll let you know we are coming. I would ask you nicely. Are you ready? We're leaving at 5:30 a.m. So this is roughly the time we will get to Ibadan. This is roughly the time we'll get to the next place. I'll text the next person. Call the next person. Ask them for the draft of order of program. Help you amend it so it makes sense. Because some of our pastors forget. When you get to a location, forgive me, the GO has been GO for, I don't know, 30 odd years maybe. He has probably heard all the choirs and all the songs, including the good and the bad. The people really don't want to hear them sing in front of him again. We are here so that this man can either speak to us, drop some impartation into our lives, and pray for us. Sir, reduce the choir to just one song if they have to. Let this man of God go up. The quicker you give him the mic, the longer he will spend there. The more impact that would have to your congregation, and they will love you more. And then more souls will come into the kingdom as well. Everybody is happy. But we've been to places, and it will tell you, looking from entrance to exit is 1 hour. Yes, sir. Senior pastor, sir, from entrance to exit, sir, let's think 45 minutes, just so that you have a breather. Boys, okay. And then they give him the mic, 15 minutes to downtime, forgetting that in our CCG, the sermon for wedding is 15 minutes. And we have been perfecting it. It will preach that 15 minutes and just be exiting at exactly 20 seconds to 15 minutes. And then people are like, why didn't he stay? So, my own job is I share information. And then I try and make everybody happy. Till the next place. And then to the next place. But everybody has their own role. And of course, how do we then succeed? Number one, for you guys and for all of us, we have to always plan ahead. Especially with our team. We have to always plan ahead. Everyone in your pack, as in your group, must be holy and of one mind, united. If anyone in that, our boss, was not with us, it will create a problem for us. The Bible already shows it, where there was sin in the camp of the children of Israel. Then they lost their first battle. Young minister, ability to follow instructions without questioning first. To the point that you are even almost creating doubt to the person that has given you the instruction. You can ask after you've obeyed. I'll give an example. Since you people will eventually get married, I don't know why I'm giving you this example. So I was privileged to study somewhere and I came back home. And I had this list that I've generated. Very, very wrong list in a way. Ladies that I've did many, many investments with, as in maybe it was their birthday and I paid for everybody's food, you know, in order to show my intention that I'm interested though. I mean, I don't know how some sister would think, oh, it was just being nice. No, nobody is that nice. I am interested. Like one brother that brought cake all the way from Jos after finishing exam and brought it to Lagos and came to deliver to a sister, and she too, she collected it and said, there's nothing going on between us. My sister, you eat that cake. Constipation. Until he releases you. Anyway. So I brought my list and then they tore it up. They were like, there was about 10 ladies on that list. They were like, well, you, this is not God. They just tore it. God will not tell you there's 10 possible people for you to marry. So I went back and I sat with them. I'm like, okay, give me a list of what you believe as a guide. The Bible says, honor your father and thy mother so that your days will be long. I'm coming to honor you. Give me a guide list of the things that you believe should be inside the woman that I should be praying for. And then, they drop a list. I won't tell you my list. I just maybe pick one or two things. One of the things that they dropped in is that it would be ideal if it's a Christian family. Just so that I won't fight battles that we don't need to. I said, okay. It would be ideal that she's still young. Not that you are now picking a sugar mommy at maybe 45 or something. And you are 20, what? 25? I said, okay. And then they now said something. They said, it would be ideal if she doesn't use glasses. Well, there's contact lenses. They're like, no. So then I asked why. I first obeyed. Agreed. But please, can you tell me why? And then I said, you were supposed to live an average of 70 years on earth. I said, yes. So both of you meet each other between, I don't know, age of 23, 24, 25, 26, 27. I said, okay. That's like the first quarter, out of three. That's the first batch. And there's two other batches to go. Said yes. Now there's a huge possibility that she might start, her sight might start deteriorating by 50. I said, okay. But there must be a remedy. I said, yes. God can fix anything. But the question is this. Are you willing to pay that time and sacrifice in fasting and prayer to fix that? Or you could save your energy and then use that same fasting and praying time to do something else. But God can fix anything. So I said, okay. So then I said, what about the blood group thing? They said, exactly. You can use that time to fix. I said, oh, I see you. But what if I just want to cancel everything from beginning? Because I don't want my wife to have any issues. Then get to fasting and praying. I used to be a lot slimmer than this. I'm just saying. Not that I stopped fasting, but I'm just saying. As in, so I paid the price that I want to hear. And I've wanted to hear from God before this marriage thing. Most people always make that mistake that they're waiting for. No, I don't like that one. As in, the Holy Spirit is so super interested in absolutely everything you do. Most people just don't know this. Or maybe you just not pushed to that level. But I have pushed to even know, what should I wear? Please, what should I wear? So especially living in England, you go and wear one fancy clothes, you come out, and then the rain now starts. But these people are like, I told you not to wear that shoe. But since you want to go to church and show off, your shoe is ruined now. You not get to church, you'll be looking down. When there is better, and everybody lift up your heads. Nah, my shoe. So, understand timing. Understand timing. How you walk with people around you. How you walk with your spiritual parents. Decorum. The fact that they know you and you are the rising star in the youth church or whatever. Still, pull yourself back. There are protocols. Observe them. Observe what they're doing. How you do it. Don't just go to places or go to them empty-handed. Or take things for granted, or because you have their number, you can now just call them at any time. We are not wearing the same shoes. They have other things that they're doing with their own life. They are not on phone call, on 24-hour call for your own situation. Text. And don't get upset if they don't reply immediately. You are not the only one. And then keep in mind that they have their own family too. Your own composure. And never, never, ever become too familiar. Or even familiar at all. Now, please, I'm begging you, remember that this is not about you. Whatever you're given, whatever you get, it is not about you. You are only a tool, the weapon of choice, not necessarily the perfect weapon of choice, but the weapon of choice. Samson will tell you that. A job of an ass is not the best weapon you will pick. You guys play computer games, or at least you've seen it advertised on Facebook or somewhere. Why would you, people are running towards you with swords, spears and daggers and other things, and you pick a bone? Really? I'm sure those guys still were coming going, really? Samson, a bone? So keep that in mind. You are not the perfect weapon of choice. I'm not the best PA, but they picked me. And then I did something this year, and I was going to tell you guys that. Maybe you can tap into that. There was a biannual conference for PFN in Benin. The stage was so full with general overseers, as in three rows or four rows, stretch that way, keep going, plenty. I was like, there's so much anointing here that something has to happen in this place. God forgive me. Holy Spirit is warning me, like, behave yourself. Because I was also thinking, and this is me digressing, I can't have so much anointing on that altar, and all we're doing is different people are just coming to preach. What happened to calling out people that needed healing in real time? Anyway, that's just me. Let's not preach anything. There is enough power here. I have everybody. Uma Okpai, Reverend, everybody is here. And we are just doing someone one after the other. But then, hey, remember, you have to learn to control yourself. So I stood on the side, folded my hand, and it's killing me, but I can't say anything. Would you say, okay, first night we'll do sermons, next night, just tomorrow, bring anybody, everybody, 50-mile radius. We are here. Anyway, maybe the next one. God will give me enough boldness to whisper it to one of the Jews. Apostle Suleiman came. He came. And he saw everything. He saw everybody. He too, he couldn't take it. He just said, look, I'm going. I'm going. I said, yes, sir. That was that time that I was saying, if you see any odds man in my church. Exactly. That was when he was saying that one. So maybe I had to just leave. Anyway, so I saw all the PAs and everything, and it just hit me like, okay, I know I'm not the best. So I just sowed into the life of all the PAs, whatever makes you good that this man of God picked you. And they were collecting the gift, and we're smiling, I'm shaking hands. So I just went accumulating, just soaking it off everybody. So my time is up. Now, the question I have to ask all of you tonight is this: why do you really want this anointing? Write it down in your book, write it down in front of you, post it anywhere, in looking at it, why do I want this anointing? Why do I want this revival? Because you need to ask yourself that question truly and genuinely. Is it for the fame, which would automatically come with it? Is it for the power, just so that whatever I say, regardless of what happens, God will honor it? Is it for the money? Because people will chase you anywhere. Trust me, I know. We are doing Holy Ghost service in Washington, D.C. People are flying in from Australia just to come and block us there because they couldn't get a Nigerian visa. That aside, and one of the biggest issues you have is the doubt that will turn into fear, and that will be the greatest weapon the devil would use against you. So you're sitting and then you see a madman on the street just going, and then maybe you're on a commercial bus or you're in your own vehicle, and I'm sure once in a while the thought has run through your mind like, I'm going to pray for this person, you know. But what if nothing happens? Everybody will now be looking at me funny. Oh, my holiness at that point is not at the peak. I know when I'm on point with God, and I know when I'm not. We have to be real with ourselves, with next generation, and we cannot toy with certain things. One of my aunties came, brought a son, a little guy, anyway. Because I went to hang out with some friends, one of these holiday, it's December holiday, which holiday? And then they went to the beachfront, and you know, they were all hanging. He's never done anything wrong before in his life. So they were passing smoke around, weed, and then he drew one. And then he just hit his head and started running around everywhere, and they had to come and catch him and say, oh, let's pray for him. I said, Auntie, I won't lie to you. You know, I don't like to waste time. I know you go to different men of God. It's simple. Some of us have been already preselected that this is where you are going, this is what you are supposed to do. So even the little thing that other people will do and they can get away with, you are not allowed any little. So I said, Auntie, stop. I don't see, God will deliver him from this one. That one is guaranteed. It's just to let him know. First one, you are not even going to, they won't give you yellow card. You will see the red waving from afar. Just move back so that you won't collect it this time, but you will see the red. Now, some of us here, and I praise most of us here, are like that. Because what God is going to use you to do, I'm happy that we are not plenty yet. Because sometimes, like I told my team, armies sometimes when they are too big, they become clumsy and noisy. But warriors are silent and deadly. David left the army. How many people went to meet Saul while he was sleeping? How many people? So check your own self. Before we dabble into this thing, power will be released. You're standing on the ground that God has, by God's grace and mercy alone, has deposited enough into this place. But then why do you want that anointing? What would you do with it? How will you conquer that fear? How would you make sure that you remain on point and you don't digress from your target? And even when you hit the target, you don't now not slow down and relax. I'd like us to sing that same song we sang before at the beginning. And then I'll let you individually just rise and then talk to God genuinely from your own end. You might have seen some of the hints of what it is that has been holding you back from getting to optimal level of operations. You even know within yourself that you are even behind schedule, if I want to put it that way. But because you haven't sorted out some answers between you and God. So as we sing that song, and we genuinely mean it this time around, I'll open up the altar to anyone and everyone. And please come genuinely, and then you can speak to God. Tell him what your own fears are. Tell him where your dropbacks are. And the areas in which you need help. Even ask for a target, ask for a new work with the Holy Spirit. Ask for empowerment in your current role.
Before the throne is where we've come to offer praise and seek wisdom. You have done the veil. Yeah.
Assume that every single one of us here is already saved or cleansed in His blood. So as a unit, we just ask God for mercy and forgiveness for every single one of us in this hall, in this space. And that includes everyone, including the guys that are doing the sound, including the guys that are protocoling or ushering, because we have to be united in one accord in order for us to be able to function here. So let us ask that God will purify us with His fire, with His blood to cleanse us of whatever sins we might have committed willingly or unknowingly before coming here, and even in any area of our lives. Let us ask Him for mercy. Let us ask for forgiveness. So that none of our prayers will be hindered here today. Let's ask for mercy. Let us ask for mercy that whoever has even done anything, that not only has he been shown a red card, but the red card is about to be put into his pocket and his name written against it, that God will please use His own blood. To cleanse such individuals. And in the same vein, in the same spirit, let us ask God for a change of heart. Another new level of confidence, removal of doubts, ability to stay optimal at all times for Him and in every area of our lives, in whatever work we're doing, in wherever we find ourselves. Let us know, let Him know, let us know that we can walk with humility, with the power and instruction He has given us. Whatever the flaw in character that we have, that Holy Spirit will show it to us. Teach us how to fix and how to handle, so that God can truly walk with us, can truly make us who He wants us to be and make us whole. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. You cannot get tired right now. I need us to connect. I don't know how that's going to be possible, but I need all of us to connect. I don't know how that's going to be possible, but I need us to connect one to another in this place. Even if you have to touch the shoulder of the person in front of you to touch the shoulder of the next person, let us connect. Let us connect. Because in unity, there's nothing we cannot gain. Let us connect. Whichever way we can, let us connect. In this hall, let us connect. Let us connect back to this altar. Let us connect so we can drain some of the power that has been deposited in this camp. even in this nation of Nigeria that God Almighty has already poured into this country. That anointing, that fire, that power that we need. Let us connect whichever way you can. Just link it back. Link it back to those who are already touching the altar. Just connect it back, please. Let us connect. Let us connect. Make sure you are connected to someone. Make sure you are connected to someone. I do not care what you're doing. Make sure you're connected to someone. As long as you're here, make sure you're connected. And as one voice, speaking in tongues, let us drain some of that power. Let us call that anointing down. Let us call that focus down. That this generation is not just going to be another one. Let us come against every distraction that we might find in this place. Let us draw straight from the throne room of grace, from heaven itself. Cry unto God and He will not forget this one. The grace and my ability to hit targets, to identify targets, to go beyond them. The grace so that our names will work for us. The grace to be able to hear straight from heaven without any hindrance. Ability to perform in every single gift plus more. To make the right decisions at the right time, in the right place. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Single one of us as we are connecting across board here today, oh God. All those things that you have put into our fathers, oh God, into our mothers that have made them great. Father, tonight we cry out to heaven. We cry that you, Almighty God, will open a portal and you deposit and you release unto us, Almighty God, as we're crying together in unity. As we're crying together in unity,
As we are pleading in unity, Almighty God, every single thing, oh God, I made it great. All the anointing, all the gifts and giftings, Almighty God. Please, oh God, deposit in our lives in this place. In this place. Don't let us leave, Almighty God, without evidence and mark that you, oh God, has deposited that which makes them great. Increase us, Father, in our own way. Increase us in our own way. Increase us in our own way. Lord Almighty, for my brother, for my sisters, for every single person, oh God, that is part of this movement. Father, please, we ask for your fire, we ask for your own branding, we ask for your mark upon us. Father, no more going back, no more doubts. The grace, the ability, oh God, to be able to do greater works than you did, Almighty God. Please give unto us, please give unto us, please give unto us. Please give unto us, Almighty God. Please give unto us, Almighty God. Ability to distract our distractions. Ability to remain focused. Ability to hit targets. Ability to hear straight from you. Ability to know when to move, how to move, where to move. Almighty God, give unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, please, we are pleading. We are pleading, Almighty God, whatever flaws you might have in our character, oh God, in our way of living, oh God, whatever dark secrets that we might have, skeletons in the cupboard, Father, we ask that your fire will come and burn it all away in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask for a clean slate, a fresh thing, a new start in the mighty name of Jesus. Power men from above, Almighty God, that which will make us different, that which will make us function the way you see us function, that will make us reach that level that you want us to be. Father, please give unto us, oh God. Give unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, whatever they want to tap, oh God, from this place, from this meeting, whatever, even the things that they don't know they need, you Holy Spirit, please, make pleadings for them, Father. Make pleadings for them, let it be well with them, physically, spiritually, mentally, in every area of their lives, let it be well with them. Let it be well with them in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it be well with all of us here in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, please, oh God, don't let this be a one-off experience, or let this be a lifetime experience. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Song that says, past may not hold him to save your
behavior.